This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, ways of strengthening taqwa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the ways of strengthening taqwa in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the taqwa or being God-fearing, it is necessary to strengthen it by the passage of time. One of the ways of strengthening the taqwa is to have the belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing in Allah and having a firm faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen my taqwa, will give me the strength to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the issues that we face today in our daily life is that we are the Muslims, for example, we believe in a God, but we do not have the faith in God the way it should be. If God has said that there is a hereafter, there is a day of judgment, and He is Maliki Yawmiddin, He is the master of the day of resurrection, then I need to believe, I need to have a firm belief in it. When I'm performing an action, I should know and I should think that I will face the consequences of the actions that I am performing. If it is a good action, then I will get a reward in hereafter. If it is a bad action, if it is an evil, then I have to face the consequences and I will get the punishment in hereafter. Therefore, it is necessary to have this firm belief. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has said in chapter 5, it is verse number 57, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, and be God-fearing if you are mu'mineen. If you are the believer, you must be God-fearing. You must have a firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the one who has created me, He will put me accountable for my deeds that I will perform in this world. And He is the one who will judge me and He will question me, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of ways of strengthening taqwa in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that one of the ways is, the first way is to have the firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second way is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to strengthen our beliefs, we must worship our Creator. Because when we say we should not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has said in the Quran as well, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created the jinns and the ins except worshipping me. Now, what does this worshipping mean? Generally, we think that this worshipping means to just pray 5-time prayers. This is worshipping. Or fasting in the month of Ramadan and performing the rituals that are there. These are the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the meaning of worshipping is vaster than what we think. Worshipping means that every single action that I'm performing, if it is in accordance with the teachings of the Islam, then my every single action will become worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the morning, if I'm going out to earn something, to bring sustenance for my family, and to have this sustenance, if I'm earning the halal rizq, if I'm bringing this halal earning in my home, this is in line or in accordance with the Islamic teachings, because Islam said to bring halal food, halal sustenance for your family. If it is halal, then I am obeying and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if I am studying at the university and it is necessary at this age in which I am, my duty is to study well, to study and later to serve the community. If I'm doing so, then obviously I'm worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I am performing something that is counted as an evil action or the sin or the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously I am out of the list of worshippers. Therefore, it is necessary. And in the Quran, Allah has said that, Ya ayyuhal nas, all the mankind, U'budu rabbakum, worship your Lord, Allazi khalaqakum, the one who has created you all, Walladhi min qablikum, and the ones who before you, he created them, La'allakum tattaqoon, maybe you all become God-weary. Therefore, it is necessary to have taqwa, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.